Welcome, welcome, welcome to Shedding the Corporate Bitch, the podcast that transforms female corporate executives into powerhouse leaders by showing them how to shed the challenges and overwhelm, along with any fear, insecurity, self-doubt, and negativity holding them back. I'm your host, Bernadette Bowes of Ball of Fire Coaching, bringing you powerhouse discussions each week to share tips, advice, and sometimes tough love so you create the riches in your work and life you deserve. I came across a great quote from J.C. McCauley that states, "One of the marks of true greatness is the ability to develop greatness in others." And as a leader, a key way that you're able to do that is to provide your people a simple dose of encouragement on a regular basis so they could be the powerhouse they're meant to be. So if you struggle to get your team to show up with excitement and energy and great enthusiasm in what the work is that they're doing or the goals and the objectives that you and they have, and then lastly, what it's going to take to actually achieve them, then you just need to work on how you're encouraging your people or not, and what it is that they need in order to feel motivated, appreciated, and valued in order for you to get the greatest potential out of them that will contribute to both yours and their success. So we're going to dive into that in this episode and give you some tips and strategies for how you could be genuinely, authentically, and completely providing encouragement that will help you even achieve greater profitability in your business, because it is founded that companies that have high employee engagement are 21% more profitable. So it's a win-win for everyone. So we're going to talk about that today. To kick off our conversation in regards to encouragement, a teaspoon of encouragement for your people, I wanted to share a piece that I came across in an article online from Forbes and their writer, Robert Trapp. He went on to interview a group of leaders across industries all around key aspects of leadership. So he writes, "The former chief executive of the Ford Motor Company, Alan Mulally, is apparently in no doubt about what is the central role of leaders. It's about people." Alan goes on to say, "You either understand that on a really fundamental level or you don't. And if you do, then you love them up." He says that adding that this means telling them everything that is going on, creating an environment where people know what the plan is, how it is going, and what needs special attention. Then it's all about appreciating them, respecting them, and thanking them at every step of the way. And I really clung on to that last piece, thanking them at every step of the way. And that's what brought me to wanting to discuss encouragement, because I see it from so many managers slash leaders out there that they're a bit confused around what really encourages their people to go the extra mile, to show up, to be, like I said, excited and enthusiastic and really energetic around the work that they're doing and the goals and the objectives that they have for themselves, for their boss, and for the company as a whole. And after all, we all need encouragement, right? You as a leader need encouragement. So just think about, and I want to talk through some tips and strategies around what you could be doing to ensure that you're all getting the encouragement that you need on a regular basis in order to be successful at work and actually in your life. And so I want to share some tips that I have found in working with clients in all types of industries at every level of an organization that they need. And through working with them, I also get to learn what their people need from them in order to really show up and give everything that they have to give. And keep in mind that if it leads to higher employee engagement, and like I said, that statistic around that companies with high employee engagement are 21% more profitable, well, then it is a win-win for everyone, all right? Putting these tips in practice can, in very short term, really elevate the engagement and the contribution and the morale and the loyalty and the devotion that your people have to yourself and to the business as a whole. All right. So the first one I always start with is, do you even know what it is that they want and need from you in the form of encouragement? So your first tip is go out and find out. Talk to them. Find out what they need from as a group, and then even individually, which we'll talk about in a minute. But ask them, how can I provide you encouragement? In what form? Now, that could be kind of demonstrative, meaning verbal or behavioral. It also could mean in recognition, in reward, in incentive. But really, the easiest way to understand how you could be encouraging your people is simply by finding out what's important to them. And those are the type of questions you want to be asking, is what is important to you when it comes to being encouraged and motivated and supported and, you know, lifted up? And then in what form would you like to receive that? In what medium would you like to receive that? Now, we've had a number of episodes over the last several weeks as it pertains to you learning as a leader what it is your people really think about, what they really want, what they really need in order to really support you and the business and their own careers, you know, in their work and in their daily job. So you can go back to episodes recently around perceptions versus reality, around defensiveness to being welcomed. And then I also had a great interview with Cynthia Corsetti all around what leaders need to do in order to really be a transformational leader. So check those out. So the first tip, as I mentioned, is to really go out and find out from your people what it is that's important to them and what it is that they need and want from you when it comes to encouragement. The second one would be, as you are going into your chaotic day in, day out life at work with your people, is always go into it with positive intent. Always consider that your people are also walking into their work and doing their job with positive intent. And what I mean by that is, if something goes astray or someone screws up or something's not done the way you want it to be done, well, don't automatically get trigger finger in regards to projecting blame or accusation or punishment for something that they positively intended it to go one way and it just didn't. And this came up quite often at some client work I was doing over the last several weeks. And it was one thing that the managers didn't bring it up, but the employees brought it up. Their people brought up, I would like my managers to consider the fact that my intention is pure. My intention is good. My intention is positive. So don't necessarily reprimand me or punish me or demotivate me in any way or discourage me in any way when I actually came at it with intention to do a good job. And yet something happened, something went wrong. So really consider how you are reacting, responding when things go astray, let alone when things go really well. But I don't want to underemphasize, you also need to recognize and pay attention to and spend time with when things go well, when things are done even over and above the way you expected them to. Be sure that you also acknowledge and recognize that. But more importantly, just always walk through your day, just as you would want your boss to assume you're going about your work with positive intent. Well, consider the fact that your people are as well, and be graceful and be patient and be thoughtful when you're responding or reacting to any type of situation that might come up where your people are concerned, because you always want to be encouraging even when your people may not be realizing their full potential and they're, you know, struggling in any way, shape, or form. Remember, one of the marks of true greatness is the ability to develop greatness in others. J.C. McCauley had stated that, and I mentioned that at the top of the show. So keep that in mind. That leads to that once you are finding out what's important to your people, our first tip, and then you have positive intent. That positive intent also leads to working toward being empathetic towards your people, meaning, you know, spend a day walking in their shoes and really consider, you know, what is their intention? What is their mindset? What is their goal and objective in regards to the work that they're doing? Most likely, if they're showing up every day, the majority of your people, I'm not going to say 100%, but the majority of your people are showing up with positive intent and really wanting to do a good job, not only for yourself, but for them. Because keep in mind, living in their shoes, their job is their security, is their stability, is their even future and legacy. So don't undermine or don't just neglect the fact that along with their positive intent, that there's not something else behind however they might perform within the workplace. And therefore, if you see that they are struggling, if they aren't showing up, if they're even physically not showing up and they all of a sudden there's this pattern that is different from their norm, well, trying to be very empathetic and really kind of appreciate and discover what might be going on in their world. And that might include outside that they're bringing inside. So take a pause, slow down, take a breath, and really think about very intentionally what it is your people need, going to the first tip, knowing that they are in a very constructive way, wanting to do the best job they can do, and then really work to understand what they might be going through that is allowing them to either excel in their work or even pull them down in any way, shape, or form. Again, what do you want? What do you need from your own boss when it comes to being encouraged and really engaged and feeling valued? And kind of consider that when it comes to your people toward you. All right. The next tip I would have would be to recognize the small wins as well as the big wins. And when I say recognize, again, it's not just like walking through the hallway and being, hey, Joe, great job. But really, sincerely, take a moment, however that might look like for you, but take a moment and really kind of pull Joe, you know, aside or with the group, or in any type of other incentive and recognition, which we'll talk about next, but and really ensure that they understand how much you appreciate them, how much you value their work, how much they may have had struggles and the growth that they've achieved. Don't just dismiss even the smallest of shifts, the smallest of changes, the smallest of transformations, the smallest of improvements or achievements. Be sure that on a daily basis, on a regular basis, you're paying attention to what it is your people with positive intent and with full heart are doing in their work and in their daily time that they're spending at work for you. All right. So recognize that those small wins and acknowledging them with genuine, authentic, and whole heart will transform the way that one or all of your team members show up and therefore contribute to that increased profitability as a result of the increased employee engagement. I'll go back to one of the marks of true greatness is the ability to develop greatness in others. That is your role as a leader. Okay. Small steps lead to big wins for everyone, for everyone. The next one would be, and I've touched on it a couple times, be sure that there's meaningful acknowledgement, meaningful recognition, meaningful thank yous. Not only that they're genuine, that they're, you know, authentic, that they're deep, but also the fact that maybe you learned in the first tip around finding out what's important to your people around encouragement and recognition. Well, now you are making them meaningful. As leaders, you can get very creative around how you want to incent your people. So meaningful encouragement, meaningful recognitions. And again, find out from your own team what those might look like. And then, of course, if you ever want to discuss with me what those could be and what are some of those examples that your own clients have shared, then feel free to schedule some time with me at coachmebernadette.com/discovery call. And we can have a conversation in regards to it. All right. Your next tip is similar to the first about finding out what's important to them, but it's more so around knowing thyself and others. And this goes, though, deeper than just finding out from your team what it is that they need and want. But this is on a daily basis, really spending time to get to know your individual team members. Not all your team members are going to want or need the same things. They're not going to need and want the same form of encouragement, the same form of support, the same form of motivation or inspiration. Each one of them could be very different in the styles and the way that they want to receive feedback, for instance, want to receive that mentoring or that coaching, that development. So you really want to, just as you need to know yourself, so know thyself and really understand what it is you need, because then you should be conveying that to your own boss. But you also, as a leader, want to really singular focus on each of your team members as to what it is, you know, that they need and want from you, and how best can you pull out the greatness from each one of them individually, not just as a unit. So you can certainly leverage tip number one around finding out what they want from an encouragement perspective. And a lot of times that's done by, you know, in the form of the team or the collective, as I call it. But here you really want to be spending time with each one to understand what it is that they need to be feeling really valued, contributing, and part of the team. The next one, and probably apart from thank yous, meaningful, genuine, authentic thank yous that really just skyrocket employee morale, employee engagement, and satisfaction. I would say the next one after that would be to truly listen to your people, to truly listen and hear them, understand what it is that they are telling you or asking of you, or even kind of addressing even a simple status meeting update. But really purposely, intentionally focus on listening to them, to understand them, to learn and be informed by them, and then to consider whatever it is that they might be communicating with you. And even to grow in not only whatever it is that they're sharing with you, but also grow in the relationship and the connection and the engagement that you have with that employee that you're working with. And this can pertain to your peers and your superiors as well. But this, your people walking away thinking, okay, she heard me. She understood me. She considered what I had to say. She may not even have agreed with me, but I know that she heard me and gave me that space, gave me that consideration, gave me that respect. And therefore, I feel valued and I feel like I'm contributing and part of the team and therefore happier and more satisfied. All right. So that's your number seven, is to really listen to your people. And then lastly is, so really work to instill these practices, instill going out and finding out what your people need, not just assuming, not just doing it your way or the highway, not dismissing what it is that they've already been telling you and you just haven't been listening, but really with great heart and great intent, go out and find out what it is that your people need. And then we did talk about positive intent, which can go two ways. One is recognize that they are showing up and doing their job even when things get screwed up with positive intent, just as you are as well. And so you also need to kind of walk into how you're behaving and how you're contributing, how you're showing up, always with positive intent as well. And then that led to a conversation number three around empathy, having empathy, really understanding what your people are going through. You've gone through it. You might even still be going through it with your own boss. So kind of really try to understand, walk in their shoes as to what it is that they're looking for from you. And then recognize that small wins, small doses of encouragement can lead to really big outcomes. And big outcomes can be increased employee engagement, increased employee satisfaction, retention, and overall profitability. And then really, based on the information you might have found from tip one around finding out what your people want and need, ensure that you are having meaningful interactions of encouragement with your people, whether that's materially through recognitions and rewards, or if that's through genuine thank yous and appreciations and acknowledgments. But that was number five that we talked about. And then number six was to know your people, know thyself and your people individually, not just as a collective. Number seven was to listen, learn, understand, be informed, and grow as a result, and even grow in that connection. And lastly, to instill all of these practices. And trust me when I say, you start working on even a few of these on a daily basis as you move forward, and you will, in fact, have a much tighter, much happier, much more successful team. And you yourself will be a greater leader. Your people just need you to be connected and engaged and feel encouraged from you. All right. And again, if you struggle with any one of these tips or strategies, and you kind of want to talk through it more and get some specific ones tailored to you based on maybe a situation or a dynamic that you have within your workplace, then definitely reach out to me and schedule some time. Book a call at coachmebernadette.com/discovery call. All right. I'm thrilled that you are here this week with us. And I'll look forward to having you right back here for another episode of Shedding the Corporate Pitch. Take care. Bye.